Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves. Happy Thursday to you as we come into the Fan Run Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Ben Lee, intern Cam's back here. Pulling, what, triple duty? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Wow. How are we today? Thumbs up for Ben Lee, Cody.
Doing well, John. Good to be here. Good to be anywhere. Good to see your bright face once again.
Bright face. The way the lights hit off the bald head, that's why it's so bright.
Oh, well.
It's just the lights. I mean, I guess I do have a little bit of rosacea. Thanks for pointing it out. I've been self-conscious about it my whole life, but yeah.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah.
I meant it. Appreciate it's it. Nice to see you again, yeah.
I appreciate you guys holding it down yesterday. How'd it go?
It was fine. I don't think we burned anything down. I felt pretty good about it.
That's good.
Yeah.
I always go through a weird cycle where I'm like, oh, man, I hope they are ready. I hope they do a good show. And then it eventually hits I hope it's not too good of a show where everyone's like, it's a lot better without John.
No, there's always a noticeable missing piece, you know.
That's good.
But it felt good for what it was. I think we held it down.
That's good.
I watched a lot of sports the night before last.
Good.
So I watched the Raptors Bucks intently. I watched Tennessee Auburn baseball intently. We spent probably the most boring part of the show. We spent 20 minutes on Tennessee Auburn baseball.
I mean, I heard you even got here at 9:30.
Yeah, I did.
So it is possible.
It is. Yeah. Well, I think when the pressure is more, it's, you know, because if I got to lead the show, I can't just come in and, like, you know,
I think I'm just
not
every,
talk.
I think from now on, every day, I'm just going to be like, hey, I'm going to have to miss. But then I'll just show up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll just show up anyways. But if I don't show up, I'll be like, hey, I told you I couldn't come in.
No. We only got two more days of this. And then the big move is coming. I was talking to some folks last night who are big fans of the show.
Shout out to them.
They said they think it's going to be one of the greatest radio moves of all time.
Wow.
They think
of all time.
Yeah, like Howard Stern going to NBC or going to Sirius XM.
Okay,
basically they said it might be second only to that.
Wow.
So,
well, I appreciate you guys holding it down for me. We went and buried my uncle yesterday. And I had to carry the casket. An honor, though. It is an honor. My uncle lived a really, really good life. He was very religious, so we looked at it more as a celebration. So it was nice to spend time with family. That was nice to be able to go down there, do that, like I said, then go afterwards to his house and celebrate with the rest of my cousins and aunts and uncles. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a good day. Went and played some basketball afterwards yesterday night. Played pretty well. Yeah. You know, I remember I telling you a couple months ago, like, I was really rusty, right, and not very good.
Yeah, you've been hitting the Y.
But since then, I've been hitting the gym, you know, getting some shots up, trying to get back into at least passable shape. And, yeah. Yeah, played pretty good yesterday, so I felt good about that. My queen got a raise at work. It was everything came up good for me yesterday. So glad to see that you guys held it down here as well.
Yeah.
Really good day.
It was all good. It was good.
There was no basketball on last night.
No, there was a heck of a baseball game, though.
SEC tournament? Or
yeah.
Okay.
I still don't even know what happened. I got to tell you, I was at the bar. And
okay.
I was watching, and it's like 1:30, and I'm getting ready to get out of there because, you know, I like to be in bed by 2 a.m. And it was like in the 12th inning.
I have to be in bed by 2 a.m., he says.
It was in the 12th inning, LSU and Mississippi State. I was like, okay, this is wild. I get home, turn on the TV. They're in the 15th. It's still going on.
Who was playing?
LSU and Mississippi State. And by that point, I crashed. So right. I don't even know who won. It was tied at four. But let me tell you this. This is what's funny. It
would have been really cool if it was LSU and Texas A&M since they played that marathon football game.
Yeah, it would be. The really funny thing, though, get this. I wake up randomly at like 7 a.m., and they're showing the replay on the SEC Network.
So you thought it was still going on?
Yeah, so when I first woke up, I was like, oh, my God. What is it, the 31st inning? But no, it was they had started a replay. So at some point, somebody won that game. I still don't know who, but it was a marathon.
Well, that's good. It's good. Do you go ahead and Google and tell us who won? Obviously, Tennessee was out, but good to see you still in the SEC tournament mood.
Yeah, it was just on. I noticed it was a marathon. Okay, 6 hours and 17 innings. Mississippi State won the game.
I would assume that LSU is still in the tournament, correct?
I think so. Doesn't it go to double elimination when you get to...
Well, yeah, I meant the NCAA tournament, but yeah, I guess they're still in the... They could still be in the SEC tournament as well.
Oh, yeah, they're definitely in the NCAA.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time on baseball yesterday. It was weird.
Did you talk any MLB baseball?
Nah. Nah, just college.
There is an interesting story I want to get to later with a former Braves prospect that they drafted, Carter Stewart. He's maybe changing the way that baseball prospects are going to, I guess, proceed. I guess the change of the – you guys already talked about that?
We did. I forgot about it.
Oh, okay.
We did talk about that. But I would love to hear your thoughts on it.
We'll go from not talking a lot of baseball to reusing the same stories.
I'd forgotten that we – Cam.
You forgot his name, Carter Stewart.
Cam had that one for us.
Was that in headlines, I guess, probably?
Yeah. Yeah, so we didn't spend much time.
Yeah, I'd imagine that was very surface-level discussion.
Yeah. It wasn't very in-depth.
But good job by Cam to put that on headlines. Sound like he did a good job with headlines.
I basically just said I wouldn't go to Japan. That was my take. We did a different thing with the headlines yesterday. Cam and Ben did the headlines.
How'd it go?
I thought it would be easier, you know, break up the work a bit.
How did it go?
Well, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I needed a break.
Are you asking for help between you and Ben today?
No,
okay.
No, I can handle it.
Gotcha. Yeah, neither one of them are very good at it, so if you combine both of them, maybe it becomes good. I like that.
I thought it was interesting.
Thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
Who had the better headlines?
Outside the bun. Well, it's hard to pick a winner. Cam's were more sports-oriented, but Ben did tell me a very interesting thing about a pig virus going around in Africa.
Has
been a problem, and it spread apparently to Hong Kong, and so that, you know, that was one of my favorite ones. They're having trouble with the pork in other countries.
I don't really like pork. I need to just go ahead and get rid of it. That way, this doesn't affect me.
No, that would be bad for me.
You need to go ahead and just put the kibosh on it and just stop. All right, going to be a fun show today, but we'll have this or that. Michigan goes back to its roots. I had a story about this baseball guy, but I guess maybe we'll still get to that. I don't know. NBA All-First Team comes out. I'm excited to see those teams. I think it's a big statement on who makes the first, second, and third teams. I think that's a big honor, much bigger than the like All-Star team. So I'm excited to see who makes the first teams. We have Bucks-Raptors tonight. I think we should start with some media beef, though. That's been the most interesting thing to me is some media beef. Not us, but Kevin Durant's back at it again. I have found that the most fascinating thing over the last couple of days is Kevin Durant's psyche and now him going back and forth with Chris Broussard, who you can hear on this station when we fire up Fox Sports' national programming. We'll talk about that next. Stick with us to talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Before we get to the media beef, I want to remind you, you heard the promo, Talk Sports. All four of us will be moving to noon on Tuesday. Trey Wallace joins the drive. I believe he's been sitting in a little bit this week already, right, for an hour?
He did yesterday.
For an hour or just hour. The first hour? Okay.
It was an hour.
I was
going
to say, because Ben texted me asking, and then I turned it over at 4, and he wasn't on there anymore, so I guess it was just the 3 o'clock hour, but Trey Wallace, if it's optional, will go to the drive. And Brandon Orick, Rick Butler, Chance Collins will go to their own show, The Blitz, that will air right now, 10 o'clock to noon.
Get blitzed.
Get blitzed. So just keep those programming notes in mind. We'll be off for Memorial Day. We like to take Memorial Day off. We work Labor Day for you, so we will take Memorial Day off, and then we'll fire that up on Tuesday. So Tuesday, when you go to turn us on, we're not going to be there until noon. All right? All right.
A couple of tweets rolling in. DR Vol says, there was definitely a drop in the show yesterday.
Okay, good.
A drop in NBA talk.
Huh. Okay. Guess I walked myself into that one.
Volstorm says, I missed John yesterday, but at least I didn't have to hear about the NBA for three-fourths of the show.
Okay.
Man.
All right. Okay.
Haters.
All right, well, maybe we won't talk about the media beef just yet then. Okay, let's find something for those people. Let me look here. Can I interest you? Do you want to get to the baseball talk? You want to get to the baseball talk to start the show off?
We started yesterday with baseball.
You started yesterday with baseball? Okay, let me see here. We got an NFL draft destination.
I do like the NFL.
And I got the sporting news. Sporting News put out their prediction for every bowl game.
How about that?
You want that? You want to get into the college football mood? We're like, what, 90-something days away? We're inside of 100 already. I do know that. Is that right? We're 100 today for Tennessee? Okay, so like a couple weeks ago when Kirk Herbstreit said 100, I guess he was counting the Florida-Miami game from a week before. Okay.
Yeah.
So today is 100 days away? Huh.
Must be.
Well, what about that?
We can officially start that thing with the jersey numbers where we look at the greatest players from 99 down to 1.
All right. That'll be do you want that responsibility? You want Cam to have that responsibility?
That sounds like something Cam would be good at.
Ben, I don't know. I'm not doing it.
I'll forget the days.
I had a thing in 2015 where I did that, but I just went with the most obscure disappointments of jersey numbers.
That's pretty good.
Just guys that you wouldn't either have heard of and hated or just never heard of.
99.
Gave those guys some run.
99. Khalil McKenzie. Who else?
Let's honor big Khalil. All right, so the sporting news projected all 40 of their bowl games here. And by here on the link I have clicked. Where do you want to start? With the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl? You just want me to work my way down? Marshall versus Appalachian State?
Okay. Maybe start it like after Christmas.
You want me to start like just with the San Diego County Credit Union Holiday? Bowl? I think they changed. I think it's just the Credit Union Holiday Bowl now.
What's the full name on that again?
The San Diego County Credit Union Holiday
Bowl.
Bowl. It doesn't put bowl on there, but I guess they ran out of room. I can go with an SEC one. I can go with the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl.
Oh, we've been in that one before. Who do we have in that one?
Kentucky and Virginia.
Okay. Kentucky, they usually always show up in the Music City Bowl.
Do you want me to run through the bowl games? Do you want me to start with the playoffs? Do you want me to see if Tennessee makes a bowl game? Like, how do you want to do this?
Tell me which bowl game Tennessee is in.
How confident are you that Tennessee is projected to be in a bowl
They're
game?
They're projected to be in a bowl game.
How confident are you in that? Scale of 1 to 10.
9.
1 to 30.
21.
1 to 60. 29. They are projected to be in a bowl game. I'll set the over-under at the okay, I guess I already told you they're not in the Music City Bowl. All right, let's set the over-under at the
Sugar Bowl?
Sugar Bowl, yes. Over
under.
Under.
Under,
okay.
Taking under all day. 10 out of 10 confidence.
In the All-State Sugar Bowl, they have Georgia versus Oklahoma. So you are correct.
Okay. Georgia and Oklahoma. They played in the Rose Bowl just 2 seasons prior to this.
Yep. This one will have a little bit less of stakes. This would not be a playoff matchup.
That seems unlikely that Georgia and Oklahoma won't be in the playoff.
What's more unlikely? Neither Georgia nor Oklahoma make the playoff, or that Tennessee meets their projection of a Tax Slayer Bowl?
I'm going to say that's more unlikely, the latter one.
Tennessee getting in the Tax Slayer Bowl?
Yeah.
Which I'd assume the Tax Slayer Bowl is still a big bowl, right? I mean, it's better than the Music City Bowl. It's the one we enjoyed going to, right? That was in, like, Florida in January.
Love the Tax Slayer Bowl. It's a first-class bowl.
It's the Gator Bowl. It's what it used to be.
That's a pretty good bowl, right?
It's fine.
That's probably saying 8-4, right? Or no? I don't know. Let me look at the rest of these SEC teams. All right, of course, we have in the playoff Alabama versus Ohio State. That's the only SEC team there. You have Georgia versus Oklahoma in the Sugar Bowl.
And that's not a playoff matchup?
That is not a playoff matchup. Their playoff teams are Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, and Texas.
Texas? How stupid.
We're doing this with Texas again.
Here we go. Texas again.
Texas is back.
Just looking for somebody else to try to put in there.
I mean, they did beat the hell out of Georgia last year.
They did.
If you believe that carries over. I don't necessarily believe it carries over.
They also got hammered by Oklahoma. So
in the championship game?
Yeah.
They get hammered? I remember that one being sort of kind of close.
It was...
like, not... obviously, they didn't win, and I want to say it was a one-possession game, though. Maybe Oklahoma scored late, but that was a one-possession game, if I'm not mistaken.
It was tight. I want to say Oklahoma ended up winning handily, but I don't... not, like, blowout, but...
39-27.
39-27.
I believe Oklahoma scored at the very end of that game too, right?
Oklahoma scored 12 unanswered points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they got
the
a safety. It was tied, and Texas was backed up at their goal line, got a safety, right? They fumbled and got a safety.
Okay, so Texas at least had them uncomfortable going into the fourth.
Yeah, no, they were in that game in the fourth. They were in that game. Yeah, Texas getting the playoff nod early. I told you, Georgia, Oklahoma. Obviously, in the Sugar Bowl. Capital One Orange Bowl, we have Syracuse versus Florida. Which, my God, that'd be an awful game.
The little orange man, that would make, you know, that makes sense.
That'd be cute.
Having Syracuse in the Orange Bowl. I'm sure they'd do something with that because he's an orange and he's not an orange. He's just a
apparently the New Year's Six Bowls actually get started on the 28th this year. So the two playoff games are on the 28th this year. Did we know that? Has that been... have we talked about that?
Yeah, they talked about moving it off of New Year's last year because
off of New Year's Eve though. Like, I didn't know they were going to go all the way back to the 28th though. I mean, the 28th is...
didn't we do it that way this past season?
On the 28th?
Maybe not the 28th, but like the 30th maybe. It wasn't on New Year's Eve this past season.
Or New Year's Day?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
But I want to say maybe because it was a Sunday. New Year's Day was a Sunday this year. That could be completely wrong. I don't remember.
Good contribution.
I'm trying to think through it.
Yeah, good contribution.
I don't know.
It could have been. It could not have been. I don't know. I don't really remember.
Who played in those games?
The 31st was a Monday this past year.
Okay, so the Tuesday.
So it was the 29th was a Saturday.
29th. They played on 29th.
They did play on the 29th?
Notre Dame and Clemson did.
Okay.
And Alabama, Oklahoma was that night. So...
I guess they didn't want to go up against Monday night football wouldn't even be going on, though, I don't think, because that would be the last weekend of the football season. Either way, okay, it's the 28th, so maybe that's not new. I knew they wanted to get off of New Year's Eve. I knew they knew New Year's Eve was bad news, so yeah. If the 31st was a Monday, is that what you said?
Yeah,
that
31st was a Monday.
Well, I knew they didn't want to play on Mondays, and you can't really do Tuesdays because then you have a short rest, and obviously NFL Sunday dominates you there. So, okay, that makes sense. Although, what's the 28th this year? Can you pull up your calendar? What day is the 28th on this year? Monday?
The 28th.
I'd say it's a Saturday.
Saturday?
January?
Since the 29th is a
December.
Saturday. It is a Saturday.
This year it's a Saturday?
Yes.
It's a Saturday.
Oh, wait.
So.
December 28th.
December 28th, 2019. What day is that on?
Is a Monday.
It's a Monday.
December 28th? It's a Saturday.
What's it's happening? It's a Saturday.
December 28th, 2019 is a Saturday.
Okay.
I got all the way to 2020 somehow.
That's
my
year.
Calendar on my phone stops at July.
I don't need an explanation.
My calendar on my phone stops from July and then jumps to next year.
You need to figure that out. Just take some time over there
with your Mayan calendar.
I'm take very some time over there. Right now. Get your sundial aligned.
There's something messed up with this thing. It goes from July to January of 2020.
Just Mike calendar, figure it out. Like That was the. We should have talked NBA beef is what we should have talked about instead of listening to Ben try to read his calendar.
Ben's wearing sandals and a robe over there with a sundial trying to figure out which day is which.
All right, so the 28th is a Saturday.
It is.
I feel like they should have done the 30th on a Monday, but whatever.
I'd much rather have the Saturday.
Do we have to work on the 30th, I guess? Is that maybe why?
I feel like we shouldn't. If New Year's Eve is on Tuesday,
you might as well just take that Monday off, right? I feel like most people give you that Monday off. Yeah. I feel like they should have just made it Monday because I don't really want to stay in and watch football on those Saturdays. Usually that's – I don't know. I just remember last year the Notre Dame game I couldn't really get into.
Like a Christmas thing?
I don't know. Maybe some people do Christmas things afterwards. I don't know. I feel like Monday would have been a better bet, but whatever. Where are we at? Syracuse, Florida.
In the Orange Bowl.
In the Orange Bowl because Syracuse is orange.
And apparently really good now after that one good year.
Is that quarterback still there?
I don't know.
I think he is. But that doesn't really mean anything. I don't actually have a clue if he is. It's a 50-50 shot.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if it's really 50-50 because you stay in school for 4 years. So I feel like it might be like a 75-25 shot. I don't know. I know he wasn't a freshman, so... I got
Andrew could tell us if he was here, but he's not.
Maybe it's a 66.7% chance. I know he wasn't a freshman last year.
Are you thinking of Tommy DeVito?
No, it was Dungy.
Isn't that an actor?
That's Danny.
I thought maybe he had a brother.
An extremely younger brother?
So,
all right, so we're at Alabama 1, Georgia 2, Syracuse versus Florida 3. The Buffalo Wild Wings Citrus Bowl has LSU versus Wisconsin. That'd be 4.
How many times have we seen LSU play Wisconsin?
Too many. More than I care to ever see again.
We've seen that game 10 times in the last 10 years.
More than I ever care to see again. Auburn versus Penn State in the Outback Bowl. I assume that's better. We'll call that 5 teams. Now, it says West Virginia and the Texas West Virginia versus Texas A&M. In the AutoZone Liberty Bowl. The Liberty Bowl is not better than the Tax Slayer Bowl, correct?
Absolutely not. It might just happen later.
Yeah, so Tennessee and the Tax Slayer Bowl may be the 6th best team in the SEC?
Also, I think it's ridiculous to have Auburn in a better bowl game than A&M. A&M's going to be better than Auburn.
Well, right? Look, I mean, the Sporting News can't get everything right. I'm just telling you what they have projected.
Clearly.
Syracuse has Clayton Welch, who's a redshirt senior.
They've so got, Dungy's gone, huh?
I guess so. They got Tommy DeVito, who's a redshirt sophomore.
Eric Dungy? Was that his name?
I think you're thinking of it.
And then
Tony
Rex
Dungy.
Culpepper, who is a redshirt junior.
I would say Tony Dungy if I was thinking of Tony Dungy. I'm thinking of Eric Dungy. Is that his name?
I've never heard of Eric Dungy.
Are you sure
Dungy?
It's not Rex Culpepper or Clayton Welch?
It's Eric Dungy.
I think you're thinking of Dante Culpepper, Ben.
No, I know Dante Culpepper. I don't know where Dante Culpepper went to school, but...
Rex Culpepper goes to Syracuse.
Marshall.
Dante Culpepper went to Marshall?
He did.
Are you confusing him with Byron Leftwich because they're both big and black?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Would you like to bet on this?
I don't know if I want to bet on it, but I read a book about Dante Culpepper one time.
I feel like I would have known if Dante Culpepper went to Marshall because, you know, Randy Moss went to Marshall and they played together
hold
in Minnesota.
On.
So
hold
I'm,
on, hold on,
I'm
hold
guessing
on.
That Dante
I'm
Culpepper.
I'm thinking of Randy Moss.
You're thinking of Randy Moss now.
Maybe.
Not the big black quarterback Byron Leftwich. I feel like you just got your big black quarterbacks mixed up.
You are seriously disrespecting one of my favorite players of all time.
I read a book about Dante Culpepper when I was in sixth grade.
Why did you read a book about Dante Culpepper?
Because I was in sixth grade.
I did love when he would do the rolling thing. He was way ahead of his time
man,
with that.
I knew where he went to school. Where the hell did he go to school?
It wasn't Marshall. That was Byron Leftwich, the other big black quarterback.
Wasn't confusing big black quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think you were.
Where it's obvious Dante, where this guy would have gone to school.
Dante Culpepper?
Mm-hmm. What's elite program.
I'm going to be so mad.
We've won a couple championships lately. Ben's a big fan. Are you that slow on the uptake?
Oh, UCF?
Yeah.
Basically the same.
Yeah, UCF, Marshall, same difference.
Same difference. Marshall's better historically, I think.
I don't...
They're more well-known historically.
Yeah, and the whole plane crash and everything helped, but... Oh.
No, it didn't help.
It helped their notoriety. They had a movie made about them. I haven't seen any movies about UCF.
We are Marshall.
Yet.
No, that was a Penn State
thing.
No? It was just, we are Marshall.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I've never actually watched the movie.
I did. It was sad.
How'd McConaughey doing it? Good? I imagine he did pretty
good. Yeah, he's a good actor.
That was also around the time he was mailing it in, though, so I didn't know.
It's a tragic movie. Even the West Virginia people helped him out. You know, that's always been a big rivalry.
Yeah, I mean, you got to.
Yeah. It's like when the Auburn folks helped out the Alabama folks during that tornado.
You got to, put your differences aside there. All right, Eric Dungy is no longer there. He's actually with the New York Giants, I guess. But he was pretty good last year. Did you not watch any Syracuse games? They had a good quarterback.
I watched the Clemson game.
You don't remember the quarterback? He was a baller.
Yeah, but I would never know his name.
So they're still going to be good without him. That seems weird. I would expect some type of, recession to the mean of Syracuse. Like Donovan McNabb and Dante Culpepper aren't walking through those doors. Big black quarterbacks.
I know Donovan McNabb played at Syracuse. We played against him in 98.
We did.
Defeated him.
We did. Correct. We didn't lose any games that year.
No, absolutely not.
So Tennessee Tax Slayer Bowl, I guess, would be the sixth best SEC team. And it'll be a fun matchup if it comes to fruition.
Who is it, Iowa?
Nebraska. I'd go with Nebraska. I'd like to play Nebraska.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, we'd probably lose, but
Scott Frost.
Adrian Martinez. Yeah. Hey, remember when you didn't come here?
Yeah, probably a little. He's probably a little mad. Yeah, I don't think I'd want to. I don't want any part of Nebraska.
I mean,
I
think if I told you you could sign up for the Tax Slayer Bowl, though, you're taking that, correct? You're locking that in, even if it's against Nebraska.
I guess. Yeah.
I mean, we just ran down. You'd be the sixth best team in the SEC. I think we'd all take that, right?
Yeah.
Third in the East.
I mean, yeah, you take it right now. You've won 9 games in the last 2 years.
Well, so. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah. I mean.
We went from back-to-back 9-win seasons to back-to-back 9 wins.
They were 8-win seasons. I'm getting really tired of hearing people say they were 9-win seasons.
Yeah, Butch coined it.
I'm getting so mad at hearing people still say that.
Bowls matter to me. I like bowl games. But we did beat Nebraska in a bowl game. So
rematch?
We could play them again.
Yeah.
Without Josh Dobbs, Derek Barnett, Alvin Kamara.
Watch Scott Frost just coach circles around Jerry Pruitt.
I don't know if I want any part of it. But I'd take it. I'd lock it in.
Sporting News high on the Vols. They might have just gone through like the FBI or the FPI, I guess. The FPI rankings and just said, Tennessee 15th? Wow, okay, yeah, you're going to go
sure.
the Tax Slayer Bowl.
Why not? The last time we went to the Tax Slayer Bowl, we got there with 7 wins.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, the bowl games don't necessarily, I guess, mean that you finished where you got placed.
No, we got there with 6 wins.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's definitely doable.
I chose to view it as a sign that Tennessee's season had gone well, though. Not just 6 wins, because I don't think the Sporting News takes that into account of, this fan base would travel. We're going to give them a better bowl game.
Yeah. Although, that would probably be a pretty packed stadium with Nebraska and Tennessee.
It would be.
Music City Bowl wasn't it, for the most part?
It was cold. I didn't go, personally.
Were you in town? You were in town.
I was in Knoxville.
No.
We had a watch party.
I was in town. What else was going on that weekend? That was New Year's. That's why I was in town. Mm-hmm. And I think the Titans had a big game, didn't they?
They did, against the Jaguars.
That's right.
But I chose to stay home and watch that game because it was so cold, and I was like, I'll go to a playoff game instead. So then I went to playoff games instead. All right, there's a college football topic for you, just for the haters and losers, of which there are two. Although I do love DR Vol and Vol Storm. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Bye. WKGN, the station that doesn't break up its best show to satisfy inferior personalities.
All right, do you want to get to the beef now? Or do you want to keep diving into these bowl projections?
Let's get to the beef, and then maybe we can dive back.
Let's just stay here for if you want to splash around a little bit.
I don't.
If you like the water, if you like the way the water feels. I mean, I don't want to leave dumb bowl projections and then come back to dumb bowl projections. I'd rather just get it out of our system now.
I mean, I don't know. Is there anything else good?
From the bowl projections? I mean, I don't think there's anything good.
Okay.
What do you mean anything else? I don't think there was one thing good.
Let's just move on.
The Military Bowl presented by Northrop Grumman is Army versus North Carolina. That'd be fun. Shout out to North Carolina. Mac Brown got them boys playing good already, apparently, because didn't they win like one game last year? Didn't they literally win like one game last year?
Yeah.
I know you can't really say literally and like in the same sentence like that, but I'm going to. Didn't they literally win like one game last year?
No, we knew it was going to be a bad year when they canceled the spring game.
They canceled their spring game. It was like, no, you guys don't want to see this. This is going to hurt ticket sales. No, we're good.
Let's move on.
I mean, they sucked, but I mean, a good bounce back for them. Mac Brown's got them boys with a five-game increase in year one. And you're telling me it's going to take 5 years for Jeremy Pruitt to rebuild Tennessee. Mac Brown could rebuild North Carolina in 6 months.
They really think Mac Brown is worth five wins, huh?
Did they win one game last year, Ben? Have we verified that? Two? They won two? What do you mean it looks like two? You're sitting there on the screen. Is it one or two?
Because I'm having to, add them up, and it doesn't have a number.
You're having to add up the W's, and you can't decide if it's one or two?
One. Okay.
Two and nine.
Two and nine. They won two games.
So they're definitely on the right track.
Does it say who they beat?
I'm going to say FCS schools.
That's what I'm asking. Do they win any Power 5 games? Because
I bet they won one.
Does this guy not know how to Google?
I'm going to say they won one.
They beat Pittsburgh, and they beat West Carolina.
Oh, yeah. I remember they beat Pittsburgh. And then Pittsburgh ended up being pretty good at the end of the year.
Yeah, Pittsburgh was good. They beat them
early in
the year.
38-35? Yeah.
Early in the year.
You're not the only big brain that can do that.
And then they in between those games, they lost to Eastern Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, they were awful at football. So, Mac Brown's going to have quite the turnaround in year one. So, I mean, don't tell me it can't be done. It can happen. I mean, that jumps out to me. The Cheez-It Bowl. You want to know who's in the Cheez-It Bowl? USC versus Baylor? No, does it do anything for you? Okay.
That'd be a good bowl game.
He says.
I'd watch. No, I wouldn't. I might.
No, I mean, there's nothing good in these bowl games projections.
Until you get to New Year's Day.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess, I mean, I'm just talking about interesting things to talk about. I guess if you looked at Georgia and Oklahoma both missing the playoff, I do agree with you, that would be surprising, right?
I think it would. I mean, Georgia has got to be the one team that's poised to break the Clemson-Alabama thing.
But obviously, you know, with Oklahoma, they're looking and saying, hey, sorry, Oklahoma, we're giving your spot to Texas.
Just because we don't know for sure how good the quarterback will be, even though we know he's pretty good.
We know Jalen Hurts is good, but we don't know how he fits in that offense, right?
Yeah, I don't think anybody believes Jalen Hurts is going to be their third consecutive Heisman winner. Although he'd probably be in the top five of the discussion, you know, because it's going to be a quarterback.
Well, we all look and say with Jalen Hurts, like, hey, maybe his strength isn't throwing the ball deep down the field. Now, he did look a lot better when he came in at the end of last year. And, you know, he looked like he had really taken some steps forward when he came in the SEC championship game.
Yeah, and getting in that offense, I mean, maybe he will be a Heisman candidate.
He's going to have wide open receivers all day.
Yeah.
Kind of want him to win the Heisman.
He'll probably rush for like 12 or 1,500 yards.
I did love his redemption story last year.
We'll see. I don't know what to do with his running. Like, he's not going to have any design runs, although he didn't have many design runs with Alabama. But, I mean, at least Alabama would put him on the edge sometime. I don't know how much Lincoln Riley is going to do that. Maybe Lincoln Riley's like, hey, we'll let you do some of that, though. But Jalen Hurts probably wants to show he can be a real good quarterback. He probably wants to show he can, you know, make NFL-level throws. So he probably won't want to run very often. But he'll do like what Kyler Murray did, and if he has to, take off and take off running.
Jalen Hurts really had the best redemption story that I remember in the last year until Tiger came along.
I mean, he made everyone cheer for him.
Yeah, even people who don't like Alabama or don't like, you know, you could pull for him.
We'd hate Alabama, and I don't know if I'd have been cheering for Jalen Hurts if they weren't playing Georgia, who I also hate. You know what I mean? Like if it was them playing, you know, in the national championship game against Clemson and it was Jalen Hurts,
yeah.
I don't know if I'd have been rooting for Jalen Hurts at that point. But, yeah, in the SEC championship game, it was easy because you hate Georgia.
Sometimes you can find yourself just pulling for a guy, you know? Not necessarily that team, but a guy.
If it comes down to Texas or Oklahoma, I'm rooting for Oklahoma this year.
Yeah, Texas is just so hateable, you know, as a program.
There, you damn hyenas. There's your college football talk in May. Leave me alone.
Hyenas?
Yeah. You ever seen The Lion King?
I have.
The hyenas? Like a pack of hyenas?
Yeah, they're
gnawing at you.
They have a presence in the film.
Just gnawing at you.
You ever seen a real hyena?
No, but I saw the biggest fox in my life running in my backyard on Sunday.
Which is basically the same thing.
Kind of.
Yeah. I mean, how big was it?
It was like, huge.
Border collie size?
It was huge. Like, yeah. Yeah. That's a pretty accurate description.
Oh, boy.
That's a good guess. It was about a border collie size.
If I saw a fox that big, I would just go back in. Well, I would not go outside ever again.
I mean, are foxes naturally aggressive?
I feel
like they're not. But my knowledge of foxes really just stem from Fox and the Hound.
Yeah, me too. Still maybe the saddest movie of all time.
Yeah, not something they should be showing the kids.
Is it foxes or fox?
I think it's fox eye.
I'm going with foxes. Like boxes. I'm just going to go with that.
What?
Like boxes? Box. Foxes.
Yeah, it's got to be foxes.
Not really ox. It could be foxen, I guess. Like ox.
Foxen.
You got an answer for us, Cam?
Foxes.
Foxes?
Foxes. Yeah. Foxes does sound kind of weird, though.
Yeah. When you say it like multiple times, it feels like it's wrong.
Foxes? Saw a group of foxes?
A pack of fox?
Yeah.
If you just call it fox.
What about foxen? I like the oxen rule.
Is it like moose?
And meese?
Isn't it just moose?
Thought it was meese.
It's not mice.
No.
Multiple moose.
Fox.
A group of meese. Like geese.
Or deer.
It's like goose, geese, moose, meese. You guys aren't from the country. I don't guess you understand. But
is moose legitimately meese plural?
Yeah, no. Meese. It's like geese. No, it's not. Goose, geese.
That is not
it's
true.
It's the same damn spelling. What do you mean it's not?
That's not true.
I don't think that's right.
Goose, geese, moose, meese.
That is simply not accurate.
It's just not accurate.
Well, it sounds pretty stupid if it's not accurate because it's the same damn thing.
It's just multiple moose.
I'm more concerned about the foxes.
This thing was huge.
I have no fox to give.
I mean, they're like basically a cousin of a dog.
There are a group of foxes that have been hanging out on my road, and my damn HOA Facebook page has been talking nonstop about slow down, don't hit the baby foxes.
I can't imagine.
Someone
that.
Did hit a fox, so someone picked it up and took it to the vet and got it fixed and brought it back and dropped it off with his family. I don't think that's the same group of fox that was running in my backyard because those are a little bit smaller and I see them on the road. But this bad boy is huge. And then my dog and cat started looking at it. I was like, Frank, you don't want to go out there.
You don't want any part of him.
You leave that fox alone.
He's seen things you can't imagine.
He just disappeared. I saw him running because you've been in my house. I just got a bunch of windows. Yeah. Saw him running, so I went out to the porch, tried to look, couldn't find him. I wanted to snap a picture of him because he was so big.
I don't think you get that big as a fox without having been through some stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need to keep Frank away from that fox.
I said, Frank, come on. Although Frank did try to kill a squirrel. He had it in his mouth, and I told him to drop it, and he dropped it and ran back in the house. But he had the squirrel, and he grabbed it and was getting ready to do something bad to it. I don't know because he doesn't have any teeth, so I don't know what he could do to it. But after he dropped it, the squirrel just sat there, like, stunned, I guess. I thought he killed it. I was like, Frank, why'd you kill that squirrel? It's like a little baby squirrel. I was like, why would you do that?
Well, usually they get them and they start doing that thing with their head. They start rattling around,
well,
trying to shake
doing.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I think the squirrel might have went into shock.
The squirrel was shook.
That's what
the squirrel was shook. Frank shot and shook him, then he got shook.
That's their stunning move. It's just shake them up, get them all rattled, bite down on them a little bit.
You know a lot about how to kill squirrels.
I mean, that's just how dogs kill. Like, that's just the dogs hunting.
What was that TV show that had the moose running around? You remember
Bullwinkle?
That one?
Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Not that one. It was like a sitcom.
The moose Rocky was and running Bullwinkle? Around?
Yeah, the moose was like in the intro, and he was like walking around. They're like they're in Canada somewhere, and I was like,
I think that's Rocky and Bullwinkle.
It's not a cartoon. It's not a cartoon, guys. It was a real show. Northern Exposure? Okay, never mind.
For 85 years.
Does it feel a little bit different? Which, by the way, guys, I know it wasn't Meese, all right? Many people are calling me idiots. I know it's not Meese. It was a joke. Although, does it not seem stupid that goose, the plural of it is geese, but moose is the same damn pronunciation, except it's moose?
A lot of our plural animals is kind of dumb. Like fish is fish, deer is deer, but not deers or fishes.
Mice and mouse.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of
steer and steer, steers, deer is what drove me crazy as a kid.
It's steer and steers.
Yeah,
that will especially
that's what drove me crazy on the farm.
Especially in your situation,
I was like,
yeah.
Well, this doesn't make sense.
Speaking of, I want to give a quick shout out
again. Who are we giving a shout out to today?
Candy.
Here's Cody's shout out hour.
No, I was gonna say thoughts and prayers. I was just gonna say thoughts and prayers for the rat that was killed outside my dumpster this morning. You ever see a flattened rat? Isn't that the grossest thing?
Got flattened out.
Somebody blow me back up. No, I pulled up to the dumpster to throw away some.
It's ironic because in Space Jam, the mice are the ones that blow up everyone else when they get flattened out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I pulled up to the dumpster to throw away some trash that I had in my car, and I just looked to my left and I saw Mr. Rat. He had just gotten completely flattened out. Looked like a pancake on the pavement.
Was there guts everywhere?
Yeah, flat. Just fur, guts, everything.
Ran over him?
He looked like a pancake. It literally looked like an anvil was dropped on him.
Like a cartoon?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm assuming somebody ran over him. Or I would not want to see the animal that did that to him.
Was that it?
Yeah, thoughts and prayers.
That was your aside, the shout out to the rat that got flattened? I don't think he's listening.
He might be. It's a really gross thing to see.
Dead animals are disgusting.
Yeah, but dead rats, I think, are maybe the grossest.
He's listening by the big dumpster in the sky.
Yeah. Hey. Wish I could be there. Because you know how gross rats are when they're alive?
Yeah.
Seeing a dead one?
They're disgusting. All forms of rats are disgusting.
That's discriminatory.
I'm making Cam mad. Intern Cam has a pet ferret. That's different. Your pet ferret is different. I don't know why you're getting upset about this
it's
this
like
disgusting
the same,
rat.
It's like the same.
You think rats are awesome? Yeah. Super smart. Can you get on the mic and do this? You have a microphone.
Okay, he doesn't have a microphone. He gets to borrow mine from time to time.
You have access to a
microphone.
He
gets to borrow mine from time to time. From time to time.
Can we just, you're taking up for rats? All right, you said rats are smart, which they are.
Super smart animals.
I think that's why we do a lot of our testing on rats,
well,
right?
Well, that's because they have similar biology to people, and yeah, they're easy to work with. And like domesticated rats are really smart. You can train them to do tricks and stuff.
What kind of tricks?
All sorts of stuff. You can teach them
all sorts of stuff.
Bend over,
yeah,
and
like
I'll
you
show
can teach
you.
Them all sorts of basic tricks. You can teach them like you know, like you could teach them like sit, like stay.
You teach
like,
them to sit.
Yeah, you can teach
will
rats.
They, will they roll over?
Yeah, if you take the time to do especially it, they're smart enough. Rats are real smart, and domesticated rats are also very clean animals. So there's some rat knowledge.
So they're clean because people take care of them, or do they just
no? They take care of themselves. Yeah,
they're kind of like cats.
Yeah, yeah. You know, cats like you know lick themselves to stay clean. Yeah. Stuff. Rats are all about that too. They spend a lot of time on grooming.
I feel like I've been alive for 29 years, and this is the first pro rat person I've ever ever met.
Especially the first pro clean rat person.
Yeah.
You don't want to mess with like sewer rats and stuff, but like
you're a weird guy, Cam.
Domesticated rats are awesome.
I mean that.
I've always wanted rats.
I mean that in a very positive way. You're a weird guy.
I like animals, so you've been almost all animals.
He's an animal lover.
A part of your plight is to stop people from being scared of rats and thinking.
Well, yeah, I think they get a lot of hate because like I would love that. They make really good pets. Like they're awesome to have as pets and. Social animals.
Yeah, good luck like domesticating us. Best thing about us is we're tough.
Would recommend.
Okay. At least you get Cam a pet rat. Let him crawl over his shoulders.
Do you think it would be possible to have a real rat in here that was domesticated?
Have it in here?
That was domesticated.
No, that would not be. That would not happen.
Some studies show that mice domesticate themselves.
I recall that study.
Okay.
This is an interesting point to be at, isn't it?
Yeah. We should have just started with the media beef.
So Kevin Durant, we'll have to talk about that the next hour.
We'll get some of that in the next hour. Hour one is over. We'll kick off hour two with headlines. Did you guys do turning left yesterday or no?
No.
All right, Cam, are you prepared for that? Or you got an hour. You got like 40 minutes to get that that done. That'll come up in hour two as well. We'll play this or that probably in hour three. You got your topics yet, Ben? You want people to still send some in? Keep sending your this or that topics in to Ben. Okay. Hour one's over.
At Gold's Gym.